This was supposed to be a big week for the Asali family of Allentown, Pennsylvania. They'd been working for 14 years to bring six members of their Orthodox Christian family in Syria to the United States, and recently their visas and green card paperwork were finalized. But because of President Trump's temporary ban on refugees, the six were denied entry at the Philadelphia airport and put on a plane back to the Middle East. So the governor of Pennsylvania, as well as civil rights attorneys and other supporters, have banded together to try to bring the Asalis back to the States for good. Bobby Allen from Here and Now contributor WHYY reports.
Sarah Asali's father woke up early Saturday morning and started driving to the Philadelphia International Airport. Finally, he thought, he'd be reunited with his two brothers and their family. But then the phone rang. Here's Sarah Asali.
And a little bit before 9, he got a phone call from Customs telling him not to bother, that they're not letting his family through, and that they're going to be put on a flight back to Doha.
After more than a decade of delays and an 18-hour flight, they had to turn around. The uncles are Syrian craftsmen. They make chandeliers and crosses for churches in the Damascus area. Their immigration paperwork to come to the U.S. was started well before the 2011 civil war broke out in Syria.
So in a way, we thought we lucked out. We didn't have to apply for asylum. We didn't have to apply for refugee status. We already had this paperwork in the works, and we just kind of, we felt lucked out.
Sarah Asali says the family had liquidated their assets in Syria. They had a newly refurbished home awaiting them in Allentown, about an hour outside of Philadelphia.
We brought them here for a better future, but we're also now taking them away from, you know, a war zone where they don't have food and they don't have water and you don't even know when you're going to have electricity next.
Other family members had moved from Syria with the same process, so everyone thought bringing the two brothers to the States was a done deal.
We weren't expecting this because we paid everything. You know, the green cards have been paid for. The visas have been paid for. Everything has been approved. And to suddenly, you know, overnight be told, no, you no longer qualify to enter the country, it kind of comes as a slap to the face.
Stories like the Asalis have been playing out in airports across the country in the aftermath of Trump's executive order restricting foreign nationals from seven Muslim-majority countries from coming to the U.S. A New York judge blocked part of the order recently, but just how the order is being interpreted and enforced city to city by immigration officials varies widely. All weekend long, thousands of people filled Philadelphia's international airport to denounce Trump's immigration order. On Sunday, Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf met with reporters about the Asalis and said this is a dark day for the state's residents.
This is not who we are. Pennsylvania is a place of welcome. The United States was set up to be a place where people could escape oppression. This is not a place that people come to experience oppression, and that's what their family members experience.
The Asalis have started an online fundraiser to help bring the brothers and their families back. They've already raised more than $6,000 from supporters. And a group of civil rights attorneys are expected to file a federal lawsuit today demanding the family be brought back to the States. Sarmat Asali, Sarah's mom, says she's grateful.
I am very thankful for the American people because I know Americans do not want to this. We are humans, regardless of our race, religion, color. We are humans, and humans are supposed to help other humans. That's what we believe.
Sarah Asali, who's a third-year medical student, says she, too, remains hopeful, but the whole process has left her disheartened at the state of the country.
To have the first question that comes out of the attorney's mouth is, are they Christian? It kind of hurts. As an American, I would never think that, you know, there's a prerequisite of are you Christian or are you Muslim before we can help you.
Meanwhile, the family says having their relatives go back to a war zone could put them at risk. Republican Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, who supports increased vetting for immigrants, said today that Trump's executive order was flawed. Toomey says it was too broad and poorly explained. And while he didn't identify them by name, he said lawful residents of any country should be let in. For Here and Now, I'm Bobby Allen in Philadelphia.